Tuesday could definitively settle the only remaining question in the 2016 presidential primary season, whether Hillary Clinton or Bernie Sanders is the Democratic nominee. But despite a tight race in California, both are focusing most of their firepower on Republican Donald Trump.
Donald Trump's ideas aren't just different. They are dangerously incoherent. He is not just unprepared. He is temperamentally unfit to hold an office that requires knowledge, stability, and immense responsibility.
What you do when you don't have any real answers to the real problems, you scapegoat people. Right? And we're not going to let Trump divide us up. We're going to stand together.
Trump is hitting back, blasting Clinton's private email use as Secretary of State.
Hillary Clinton has to go to jail, okay? She has to go to jail. Has to go. I think she could make more money if she made speeches and sold them for people that can't sleep.
Trump also grabbed headlines by saying a federal judge is biased against him due to his Mexican heritage and by calling attention to a rally attendee's race.
Look at my African-American over here. Look at him. Are you the greatest?
The greatest refers to late boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who rejected Trump's proposal to ban Muslims from entering the United States and urged a greater understanding of Islam.
I think that he's going to have to change.
A Trump supporter wants a shift in campaign tactics heading into the general election.
It's my hope that he's going to transition into that phase. He has an opportunity to really change the trajectory of our country, and it's my sense that he will take advantage of that.
Analysts say Americans should not expect an uplifting contest between Clinton and Trump.
Because we have two candidates who are more distrusted than trusted, more disliked than liked, this becomes a race to the bottom.
That race begins in earnest if, as expected, Clinton clinches the Democratic nomination Tuesday. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Washington.